In this book, I've boiled down what I know about leadership. This is based on some 23 years of research and experience, both as a leader and as a coach and trainer of leaders throughout the corporate world. Think of them as jolts to your leadership battery. In a nutshell, these are the 10 jolts that we're going to cover. Jolt number one, have a mission and vision statement. In this chapter, I will review with you some important reasons why your organization needs to have a mission and vision statement to be effective. Jolt number two, have a short, mid, and long-term plan. In order to lead people effectively, you have to be able to create strategies and solid plans so that your team can help generate the results. I will show you how to put together short, mid, and long-term plans. Jolt number three, hire people smarter than you. The best, most talented leaders are generalists who know how to hire specialists with expertise in their respective areas. Jolt number four, communicate with all team members. In this chapter, I will give you approaches and strategies to help you create a high-level communication culture that builds morale and reduces turnover. Jolt number five, create a motivational environment. The most frequent question I get from leaders is, how in the world do I motivate these folks? In this chapter, I will give you all the elements you need to create this kind of environment. Jolt number six, reward exceptional performers. When employees perform at an exceptional level, they become frustrated and demoralized when they get minimal rewards. Therefore, it is up to you as the leader to design methods and tactics for rewarding a truly exceptional job performance. Jolt number seven, hold people accountable for their work. The biggest flaw that I see in leaders is their lack of willingness to hold people accountable for their work. Many times when I get calls from prospective clients, they want me to come in and fix a problem. In this chapter, I will show you how to hold people accountable in a way that is both diplomatic and effective. Jolt number eight, commit to the individual development of every team member. This includes every member of the team, not only the salespeople and managers, but also administrative staff and others who might normally be considered developmental material. Jolt number nine, tell the story consistently and repeatedly. I have had the privilege of observing many presentations by CEOs, presidents, and CFOs of Fortune 500 companies. What I find remarkable when I see these folks in action is that they tell the same story consistently and repeatedly. I will cover ideas and approaches to becoming a powerful storyteller as a leader. Jolt number 10, always be honest and authentic. Many of the latest and greatest leadership books tout the power of authenticity. I couldn't agree more. Authenticity is certainly a crucial part of being an effective leader. When you're not being honest and you're not being authentic, people can tell. I will cover how to be successful and still be you. Those are the 10 jolts of leadership that I'll be covering. I want you to read every page of this book, and as you read it, think about these questions. Do I possess the qualities covered in this jolt? Is this particular jolt one of my strengths, or is there room for improvement? Is this an area that I have addressed before? What difference would it make if I applied these principles to my leadership skills and abilities? What impact would these ideas have on my team? Do I think that each of these concepts is important? Am I willing to apply effort toward improving in these specific areas? At the end of each chapter, you will find a Work It page. This section is designed to help you stop and think about what you just read. It will help you determine your strengths and the areas where you need improvement. It will also allow you to take notes and to create action plans to build on each foundation. I do know one thing. Leadership development is not an event. It is a process. The leaders that I see who are successful are leaders who are committed to their own growth and development. When leaders commit to their own growth and development, they're motivated, enthusiastic, and energized.